Now, the cases around that haven't been gotten to wholly and completely and utterly and haven't been sent all the way, those cases have already been improved. They've already been bettered. They're satisfied with having been processed. They're happy with Scientology. And then you send them. Now, if you wrestle around forever with the idea that you're just going to make somebody a little more pleasant to live with or a little happier, if you think that from here on all you're going to do is a little bit of improvement, then somehow or another you're missing the boat. And I'm just trying to get your sights up. I'm not pulling the trick of giving you something tremendous to do that nobody can do and then letting you fail on it. That is not the trick I'm pulling here. That's an old whole track trick. You know, a skyscraper is standing there and somebody says, well, pick it up, you know. You say, "What? Pick up what up? This mat? No, no, that skyscraper. Pick up the skyscraper." You say, well, I... Me? Pick up the skyscraper? What are you talking about? Can't you pick up a skyscraper? Anybody of your life and station should be able to pick up a skyscraper. What's the matter? Aren't you feeling well lately? Of course, the gag is that nobody can pick up a skyscraper. And the person doing this knows very well that a skyscraper can't be picked up. That's how you set up people to lose. Well, I'm trying to set you up to lose. If the most you ever do is simply improve people somewhat, you'll be doing just miracles. You will be doing more than has ever been done. But let's cock our sights just a little bit higher on this thing. Let's get that leaf wound up just a little bit. What I want you to go for here is the basic case computation to recover the basic personality and purpose of the individual, just like it says in Book One, to a point where that person can exert and accomplish that basic personality, that basic purpose, just like it says in Book One. That's where I want you to go. And I'm sure not leaving you in a big mystery of how to go about it. And I'm going to tell you now how to go about it. One, be willing to be cause. Be willing actually to cause a change in the PC and really cause a session. Be willing to be cause. Two, break down the cases, overts and withholds, which will interrupt two-way communication with the auditor. Boy, did I just have one just today. I was doing some auditing today. I'd had a flop session about two nights ago with somebody, and I wondered why this flop session. So I got a hold of this person. I gave him another session. I found out they were not in two-way communication with the auditor. You talk about the old master flopping. It's a very good joke on me. I've given him a 45-minute session without inspecting the fact whether they were in two-way communication with the auditor, and they picked up four or five little overts and withholds, and they were out of two-way communication, and they were blowy in the session. So I just wrapped the session up because it was going overtime anyhow and caught the case a couple of days later, and I said, well, we'll just fix up the two-way comm. I just spent about, I don't know how many hours today, about 4 hours today, just straightening out two-way comm with this PC. That's all. Just straightening out two-way comm with the PC. 4 hours. I thought it was already straightened out with this PC pretty well. But the auditing I had done in the interim had raised the PC's idea of what two-way comm was, and the PC was now shutting down two-way comm from this higher level. You get the idea? I mean, it was very interesting. So as you go along, you will have to continue this step I've just given you. Get off the overts and withholds to the end of establishing two-way communication. That isn't something you do at the beginning of the case and forget about. That's something you keep doing. Got that? That's the establishment of a session, whatever else you want to call it.